direct from Sparks, Nevada. It's blindbargains.com coverage of ACB 2017. Brought to you by Hims.
BrailleSense Polaris is shipping. The future is now. Check out the first Google-certified future-proof note-taker with no touchscreen required. For more information, visit www.hims-inc.com.
Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
Lots to talk here at ACB 17, of course, about accessible TV. One of the players in that now, the growing list of players, is DirecTV. I found John Herzog, who is an accessibility solutions engineer, working with DirecTV and accessibility, and he has accessible DirecTV apps and set-top boxes and much more. John, welcome to Blind Bargains.
Hi, J.J. Glad to be here.
So go ahead and give us a little bit of an overview of what's been going on, and then we'll go into maybe a bit of a demo of the app.
Sure. So right now, DirecTV was demonstrating its accessible apps for iOS and Android here at the ACB convention. Since November 2016, we've had an accessible service for blind and visually impaired customers. We have basically two components of it. One of them is an accessible set-top box. On our newest DVRs, we have a feature called Talking Guide. It is a feature that allows you to navigate the TV user interface with your remote control, and you can do things like browse the TV guide, get more info about programs, and even just hear the names of channels and programs that are playing as you channel surf. That equipment is available today for blind customers, and it's free. It's of no charge to you. So if you're a DirecTV customer and you need the upgrade to the new DVR boxes that support Talking Guide, that's going to be absolutely free of charge. We also have on our website instructions for turning on Talking Guide. So if you've gotten DirecTV in the past year or so, it's likely that your box is new enough to support the Talking Guide feature. So if you do a Google search for DirecTV and Talking Guide, the first page that will come up is an FAQ about Talking Guide. It has the phone number to call if your box doesn't support Talking Guide for the free upgrade. And it also has the instructions for turning on Talking Guide along with the tactile layout of what the buttons are on the remote and where they can be found.
Can the Talking Guide be turned on independently as a blind person?
Yes, it can.
Mm-hmm. How would you turn it on?
Well, what you do is you would press the info button, and then you would press the right arrow once to the accessibility menu. And then if you press down a few times, the voice automatically says, "This is Talking Guide." If you press select, speech will continue. And from that point on, you have a fully talking user interface. And what's beautiful about that is it stays on across power ons and power off and across resets. So if you reset your box for any reason, the Talking Guide should stay on for you until you explicitly turn it off.
How is the speech generated? I know depending on the company, sometimes the speech is local and sometimes it's remotely delivered. How is it and how can you control it?
Right. So we decided on locally generated speech because there are many situations in which people have RVs and campers and, you know, other various situations where they're not hooked up to the internet. And so we couldn't really rely on cloud generated speech. And so the good news is that you get speech virtually anywhere. We do have some speech controls. So there is a speech rate control in the settings. And we have three options, which are normal, medium, and fast.
Is fast enough?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Fast is fast enough. We are using Pico for the time being. Mm-hmm. So what we encourage is the normal or the medium option. For most people, that's probably going to be good enough. And like I said, the beauty of it is that you do get speech at basically any configuration when you're running the DVR. Now, I want to touch on the second component of DirecTV accessibility because in addition to the DVR, we understand that a lot of people want to watch TV on their mobile devices. And for some of our Genie Minis, which are the little mini set-top boxes that are in your other rooms, they don't talk directly, but you can control them through our mobile app. And so we have a fully accessible mobile application that is running on iOS and Android phones and tablets. We do also have one available for the Fire tablet.
Mm-hmm. So you can control, I've seen how some of these work. You can like browse the guide on your phone and you can control content. Can you do on-demand stuff as well and watch it on the TV? Or?
Well, the really cool thing about our app is that you have an intent picker. So you can choose whether you want to watch things on your phone or whether you want to browse for TV. And if you're on the same Wi-Fi network as your TV or as your DVR is, or your Genie Mini, then you can actually choose to launch things and launch them on your TV, and you get to choose what TV you're controlling from the mobile app.
Okay, so then you can do that, and you can actually control a lot of the functions of the, or whatever, whichever television, you can watch pretty much all the channels on your phone as well, or?
Absolutely. So one of the great features DirecTV has is it's called DVR streaming. And so if you register your phone or tablet to your DVR, then you have the ability to stream all of your channels, including your locals, if they're offered through DirecTV. You can stream those out of home on your phone, and you can do it through your DVR. That also allows you to browse all of your recordings, and it's in the playlist portion of the app, and you can browse through all of your playlist content from your mobile device.
As far as the set-top box, while we're still on that, are all the menus, are all the functions there, or are there certain ones that are accessible? Or
for the time being right now, we focused on the main things that a person would use. So for example, you know, there's a few menus in there, such as the satellite dish aiming portion of it, which, you know, a tech is basically going to set it and forget it, right? Mm-hmm. So that right now is not accessible. There's a few extra apps, for example, like iHeartRadio and things like that right now are not accessible. But all of the TV watching functions, you know, looking for programs, getting more info,
sure,
recordings, looking at playlists, turning on a video description, all of those functions are fully accessible using the talking guide.
And are there plans to make the others accessible in the future?
There's plans to improve accessibility. I can't state how much or when it's going to happen, but I do know that there is plans to improve the accessibility in the future as new updates become available.
Well, everybody loves demos, so what do you have here in front of us? Demo.
Sure. Before we get into demos really quickly, I wanted to briefly touch on UVerse.
Oh, true. Okay, let's
Because, you know, our primary focus is on DirecTV and the accessibility. But we understand that there are people who, you know, they're in condos and they can't get a dish. Or if you were like me, for a while there, my apartment didn't face the right direction. And so we understand that we need to provide an accessible experience to our UVerse customers as well. So in the June update of this year, we've done some pretty exciting things. UVerse accessibility is done almost exclusively through your mobile device, and we have an accessible TV guide and accessible on-demand, so you can watch programs on your phone, but you can also control your DVR from UVerse on the UVerse app. And one of the really cool features that we just added is the ability to turn on secondary audio with a one button press. So there's a remote control tab on your UVerse app, and if you're hooked up to your home Wi-Fi network, which is provided by UVerse, if you're a customer, then you can just click double tap on the secondary audio button, and your TV will give you a tone when the audio has switched over successfully.
Oh, wow. So that's cool. So you just pick whichever TV is the box is connected to. And
yeah, exactly. The only frustration is that it does require a pairing code the very first time you set it up. And that pairing code, you need sighted assistance to enter into your app at first.
Okay.
But the beauty is that, yes, all the UVerse boxes are named. You can choose whether you're controlling the one in your living room or in your bedroom. And if you were like me, when I was a UVerse subscriber, I would use the app to set recordings. And then what you can do is go back and play those recordings back on your TV later. And it will play back the audio description if the program had video description.
Did you have to have the SAP on when you did the recording? Or
no, that's the beauty. Both with DirecTV and with UVerse, you don't need secondary audio on at the time that you did the recording.
So it would work either way, right? So someone could have it on with the recording, and then, but maybe someone else wants to watch it without later, and they could do it, watch it without the SAP.
Sure. So there's two ways when you're a UVerse or DirecTV subscriber. One of the ways to turn on secondary audio is just temporary. So you can turn it on just for the channel that you're on right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have, on both on the UVerse and on the DirecTV websites, we do have information for enabling video description just temporarily for the channel that you're on. And then we also have information about setting that on as a default option. So you can choose to have your secondary audio or your, you know, Spanish set as your default so that you don't have to go through that whole menu every time you change channels.
And he said, as far as UVerse, one could use the UVerse app to control the TV itself as far as live television as well, or just for on-demand?
For live as well, right?
Okay.
So the idea is that if you're in the TV guide and you have, you know, a channel that you're interested in watching, you know, you can choose to watch that on your TV from your smartphone.
Okay, and that's iPhone and Android as well?
Yes, UVerse works on iPhone and Android as well.
Okay, just for people who aren't familiar, UVerse is AT&T, of course, in DirecTV, and it's available in many parts of the country now, right?
Yeah, UVerse is available in certain states. The best way, if you want to check out UVerse, the best way I would do that is to go to the AT&T website and then press enter on the UVerse link, and then there's a service that says click check availability, and you can see if the UVerse is available in your area. I know it's not in all states.
Right, and of course, if you can't get UVerse, there's a very good chance, I mean, as long as you're in the right area, most of the country you can get DirecTV, of course. So
yes, absolutely.
Awesome. Anything else you want to mention about the set-top box before we move to this the app here?
No, I think that's it. But I do want to encourage customers, if you have any trouble at all, we want to make sure that you call DirecTV. I think that's 1-800-531-5000. But we want you to call DirecTV. If you say that you are using the talking guide or that you need the talking guide, the agents have been trained to handle those type of calls.
That's great. So not necessarily as accessibility agents, but they just all know how to deal with it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome.
Yeah. Well, we want to make this as seamless as possible.
Great. All right, well, let's go to this demo.
Sure. So what we have in front of you, JJ, is we have an iPhone 6 Plus.
Okay.
It is my personal device. I'm a DirecTV subscriber. And I wanted to just walk you through some of the accessibility functions within our mobile app. So what I'm going to show you is two things. I'm going to show you how to navigate the mobile app really quickly. And then one of the features that we've added is the ability to watch video described content right from your mobile device.
Is that for live or for on demand?
It's for live only.
Okay. Yeah, I noticed it's been a thing, and it's not just unique to DirecTV, but it seems like a lot of the on-demand content on cable and TV providers right now is not described. Is there limitations there, or what's... Do you have any insights on that? Or?
Well, my understanding with that is it's an issue of getting the audio track from the studios. So in a lot of cases, we don't get the secondary audio track from the studios for on-demand.
It seems that Netflix has solved that issue because they've been able to track down those tracks that were there.
Yeah, I don't really have a whole lot of information about that, unfortunately. Okay. So there's not too much more I can say.
Sure, absolutely. All right, well, let's go into the app and we'll see how it works.
Sure. So I'm going to unlock my phone right quick here.
Okay.
5:49 p.m. Try again.
Yeah. I'll get it, JJ.
Passcode feed. Try again.
This.
Social folder. 8 apps.
There we
one
go.
New item. Social games video folder. 10 apps.
I'm going to open
double
my video
tap to
folder.
Open. Swipe up. Okay. Opening video folder. Video. Heading. DirecTV. Double tap to open. Actions available.
I should say here that if you are an AT&T customer and you have a data plan on your phone or tablet with AT&T, all of your TV streaming is not counted against your data package. Regardless of which one you have, it is not counted against your data package. So you get unlimited TV streaming. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to open DirecTV.
DirecTV menu button. Toggle menu visibility.
Okay, so there's actually two ways to navigate this app. One way you can navigate it is by opening this menu of items at the top left-hand corner. And that has items like, you know, movies, playlists, TV streaming, etc., etc. But in my case, you know, the TV streaming menu has about 400 channels in there. And if I don't want to scroll through all of those channels to watch something, there's an easier, quicker, and kind of innovative way of navigating through this app. So I'm on my home screen, and I can choose to swipe right from this menu button.
Live TV, heading.
And I'm going to go make sure I'm on
menu,
the home screen.
Menu, button. Close.
I'm going to go to home.
Selected. Live TV streaming. Home. 1 of 8. Button. Menu, button.
Okay, so I'm
toggle
at the
menu
home
visibility.
Screen. Sorry, I'm at the home screen, which is where you normally are when you launch the app. And I'm going to swipe right for a little bit and get to one of our really innovative type of features here.
Okay.
So I'm going to swipe right.
Content search, button. Search for movies, TV shows, and more.
So we've provided hints to all of our buttons and controls. So if you are new to the app, take your time, and VoiceOver will give you a hint for each one.
Sure.
Voice search button. Search
for advanced users, those will be turned off, right? Of course, because they're coded with VoiceOver hints.
Yes, they are, sir. Okay. So if you have VoiceOver hints turned off, then you know.
Perfect. But we still know with the voice search button. I think is that where we're going?
Absolutely. I'm going to keep going.
Okay. Watch live TV button. Selected. Watch on iPhone. 1 of 2 button.
And I can
show browse for TV. 2 of 2 button.
I can browse for TV. Now here comes the innovative part right here.
Watch your DVR. Recently watched carousel. Adjustable. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
Right. So the home screen is actually consistent of a whole bunch of carousels. And for sighted users, these carousels take up about maybe a third of the screen each, and they scroll from left to right. So they're not traditional lists in the sense that they don't scroll up and down your whole screen. We wanted to make this easy for a blind person to navigate through these carousels, so what we've done is we've allowed you to swipe left and right to move between the carousels, and you swipe up or down with one finger to move through the carousels. So I'm on my recently watched, and watch, if I swipe down with one finger, JJ.
Item 1 of 10. Watch made by destruction. 3 of 21 minutes played. Double tap to play.
And if I swipe down again?
Double tap for more info on Made by Destruction.
And obviously there's 10 items, so it takes 2 flicks to go to each item. Okay. The first flick will play the item, and it will tell you how many minutes you have left to watch. So I'm going to show that now.
Item 2 of 10. Watch Made by Destruction. 10 of 21 minutes played. Double tap to play.
And sounds like a fun show.
Yeah, it's a really cool show. I'm going to just show you a different item I've watched, so okay. I'm going to swipe down quickly.
Item 5 of 10. Watch What on Earth? Season 3, Episode 4. Double tap to play.
And I'm going to swipe down again and get more info for this. Okay. So I could play it, but I could also...
I wish it said the item 5 of 10, the index. I wish that was spoken after the title, because it's, you know, the title to me is the most important piece of information. You have to listen for it to say item every time as you're going through. Rather than that, it's very innovative.
Yeah, so one of the things, we definitely encourage feedback with this. Mm-hmm. So and we're going to be at the NFB convention as well. Okay. So we do encourage feedback like this. It does help us improve our UI.
Awesome.
So I'm going to go to the more screen info dim. Screen.
Okay.
Double tap for more info on What on Earth.
I'm going to double tap here.
Loading. Recently watched Carousel. Adjust What on Earth. Heading.
Now I'm at a heading.
Yep.
And I'm just going to swipe right.
Close button. Season 3, Episode 4, Stonehenge of the Holy Land.
So it gives you the season, episode, and title.
Yep.
If this was a movie, by the way, it would give you the Rotten Tomatoes rating and the Flixster rating as well. I'm going to swipe right again.
Odell Blonde TV, PC, tablet, phone.
So this particular episode is available on all my devices. There are some episodes that you can only watch on your TV or your phone. And so this section will tell you that.
Did it say PC?
Yes.
Is that website accessible as well?
So we're working on that right now.
Okay.
And my understanding is that very soon the whole thing is going to be WCAG ready.
Great.
But this section tells you where it's available.
Sure. Yep.
And I'm going to swipe right again.
First air December 6th, 2016.
Yep.
Watch button.
And I can double tap here and get a whole lot of different options for watching. If you don't mind, I'm going to skip that for the time being.
Okay.
Because I actually want to show you that section when we get to video described content.
Sounds good.
I'm going to just show you the rest of this screen here.
Record button.
I can choose to record this on my DVR remotely. So even when I'm not at home, I can choose to record things.
So this is an on-demand title? Like if you do record now, will it record it the next time it's on? Or?
Well, no. What it does is it downloads it to your DVR so that you can watch it whenever you're ready.
Oh, so just in case, because sometimes on-demand content goes away. So this will
This puts it onto your hard drive.
Sure.
Exactly. So I'm going to swipe right again.
View all episodes button.
Makes sense.
Pretty cool.
42 minutes. TVPG. Educational. Series. Entertainment. Science/nature. Science.
It's all your tags. And
yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And swipe right one more time here.
Legends of ancient giants surround a mysterious monument in the Middle East. A bright pink lake could point to a strange, undiscovered new species when a young boy.
And there's a read more.
Read more button.
So pretty.
Opens a screen to read the program's summary.
Pretty self-explanatory there. Mm-hmm. So as you can tell, we've put a whole lot of effort into making this user interface pretty intuitive.
Yeah, definitely.
And I want to, again, encourage people to give us feedback as they're using this app and everything. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to the exit button, or the close button rather, which is at the top right of my screen.
Close button.
Double tap that.
Okay.
Close menu button.
Now what I'm going to do
toggle
is
toggle menu visibility.
I'm going to go into this menu because I want to show you the other way of navigating. You don't have to use carousels, right?
Okay.
So you can, if you feel more comfortable navigating through the traditional menu and scrolling up and down with 3 fingers and your finger swipes and whatever, you can do that. So I'm going to double tap on this menu.
Okay.
Close.
And it says close because the menu's open. I'm going to go
TV shows, 4 of 8, button. Movies, 3 of 8, live TV streaming, 2 of 8, button.
I'm going to double tap on live TV streaming.
Menu, button.
And here we're going to get into more described content. Now, I should say, there's 2 things that are going to happen. I should say right now that in the app right now, you can't search for content that is video described. But if you know it ahead of time by, you know, looking up a website or looking up the information, you can certainly find it pretty easily.
Okay.
So we're in our list of described channels now.
HD Sports Mix SMX HD channel 205 is not favorited.
Not to subscribe. Double tap. You're in a list of all channels. Is it?
Yeah. Well, no, I'm in a list of just my subscribed channels.
Oh, subscribed.
Yes. So you can. There are filters at the top of this list.
Okay.
And you can choose what you're viewing by. So you can choose the time that you're viewing by. You can choose, you know, if you're just viewing your channels, your favorite channels, or, you know, the availability in the guide. You can choose all of that
and
at the top of
this
list.
And how much of this are we going to get? Because we're not obviously at your house.
So the idea is if you register your app to your DVR, then you're able to stream everything right now that you subscribe to.
Oh, wow. Which you mentioned that earlier, which surprised me because then a lot of times there's limitations with the various cable companies where, you know, only certain channels can be watched remotely or out of the Wi-Fi network and things like that.
Well, and you know, initially that's what will happen. So if you just download DirecTV and you don't register it to your DVR, then, you know, you are going to have just a subset of the channels. And there is a Watch Live TV carousel on the home screen that just gives you a subset of the channels. But, you know, if your DVR is registered to your device, like mine is, then you can see everything.
How is that? Is that an accessible process to register a DVR?
Yeah. So if you go to the playlist option in that menu at the upper left of the screen, like I was showing you, what you can do is there'll be a button to register. And what you do is you make sure that you are on the same Wi-Fi network as your DVR is.
Okay.
And then you double tap it, and then the app will tell you whether the registration was successful or not.
And putting the DVR on the Wi-Fi in the first place is accessible?
That you're going to need some help with for the time being.
Okay.
But again, you know, the technician, when they're hooking this up for you, would just basically set it and forget it.
Okay. Except for the part where you have to give them your Wi-Fi password.
But... Well, okay. Sure. Sure.
But yeah, I know you were. I mean, yeah, again, you know, things are being worked on and, you know, we understand that. So it is, you know, I only ask these questions so we can understand where we're at and what needs to be improved. And
absolutely, you JJ. I fully understand that. Absolutely. So we're on the TV screen, and I'm going to show you.
HD Sports Mix SMX HD Channel 205 is not favorited.
Okay.
Now watch. Button. It says...
double tap to view program info. Actions available.
So there are actions available, so I can swipe up or down here. This is equivalent to what a sighted person can do when they bring up their actions menu. I have...
Favored. Activate to favorite this channel.
Mm-hmm.
Double slide down.
Play. Activate to live stream this channel.
Swipe down.
Activate default.
And I activate, which brings me into the program list. I can swipe right here for other channels.
Red Sox at Rangers, ESPN HD, channel 206, is not fit. Updating, ellipsis.
Oh, hold on. I don't know why that happened, but...
Forensic Files,
HLAT,
channel 204, is not favored.
Yeah, okay, but if I swipe right again...
HD Sports Mix at Red Sox at Rangers, ESPN HD, channel 206, is not favored.
Button. I'll do it again.
Sports Center. Yep. ESN HD, channel 207.
Pretty self-explanatory. So this one doesn't have audio description. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to scroll through until we get to a channel that normally does. So I'm going to scroll through.
Rose 86 to 9, Rose 92 made. AUT HD, channel 239 is
okay,
Rose 90 Animal
further.
Kingdom. TNT HD, channel 245 is not favorited. Restart available. Button. Double tap to view program info. Swipe up or down to select a custom action, then double tap to activate.
Okay, that's a voiceover hint right there. So I'm going to double tap on this. This is Animal Kingdom. And what I want to do is I want to
Loading
watch this
ellipsis.
Program.
Animal Kingdom, heading.
Now, the reason why I didn't choose watch from the quick actions menu is because, by default, some of the channels can be streamed from the internet rather than your DVR.
Okay.
And the internet option is the default because the truth is, it's a little bit higher video quality. But for us, the secondary audio is available when you stream from DVR.
Okay.
So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to swipe right to the watch button.
Close. Season 2, Episode 4, Broken Boards. Available on TV, PC, tablet, phone.
I'm going to click watch.
First out June 20th, watch button. Watch Animal Kingdom back button.
And now what I'm going to do is I'm going to swipe right and I'm going to go. I'm looking for the option called DVR Street Live Streaming.
Animal Kingdom close in the back watch on iPhone DVR download.
And I'm just going to keep swiping right.
On demand TNT HD watch on iPhone button. On now started Wednesday, July TNT HD check TNT HD watch on iPhone. Watch from the beginning DVR Live TV streaming.
Now, the other options that you heard there, like watch on iPhone and watch from the beginning, that would have started it from the beginning from the DirecTV server. But we want to do DVR streaming here.
Started Wednesday, July 5th at TNT HD, channel 245.
And those do not have the audio description.
Correct.
Watch on iPhone button.
The reason I ask, especially for the start from beginning option, which would be nice to have the...
Yeah, it would
be available.
So I'm gonna double tap after DVR streaming. I swiped right a few times. I'm going to double tap on watch on iPhone.
Landscape. Loading, ellipsis, loading, ellipsis.
And the phone tells you what it's doing.
Authorizing, ellipsis.
That's nice.
Optimizing video quality, ellipsis.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. And hopefully we can connect to the DVR. It's thinking about it.
There it goes.
Yeah.
All right.
Info, button.
I'm swiping through
Double
the video
tap to view program
controls.
Info.
So swiping right.
Yep.
Close, button. Pause, button. Progress bar. Time remaining is zero, adjustable.
It's not going to tell you that.
Video player.
It's not going to tell you the time remaining because
this is live.
It's live.
Yep.
Right?
Video player button.
Ends. I'm going to double
video
tap
player.
And control show the controls
progress
again.
Volume, audio and audio in closed caption options button.
There we go.
Double tap to open or close.
I'm going
to
double tap here.
Selected audio track heading. Track 1, 1 of 2, button. Track 2 may not be available.
Sometimes that is true, but I'm going to double tap here.
Track 1, 1 of selected, track 1. Track 2.
I'm going to double tap. And we're going to turn up the speaker a little bit.
He's gorgeous.
We'll see if this one has it.
And he always has blow.
Hopefully.
So sex and drugs, that's it.
Leans in, resting her elbows on her knees.
There you go.
Uh-huh. Do you have any idea how powerful you are? You know what that power is?
Nikki squints at her.
It's the one thing you have that every man wants.
Now, I'm gonna
Nikki
select
releases
the audio menu
a nervous
again.
Chuckle.
I'm gonna close that control.
Track, close on, select CC, stop, progress, volume, select, selected, audio and close caption options, button.
I'm gonna
double tap to open or close.
I'm gonna close that menu.
Okay.
And I'm gonna
audio and close caption options.
I'm gonna show you another feature here. So the video's playing.
It's just about sex.
Alright.
I think you can
and just
do
one more second.
Better.
With Craig?
With every man.
Now, what's gonna happen?
Video player, button.
The phone said video player.
What do you want?
Basically, when the controls are hidden, the phone alerts you to that. And now when I touch the screen, it's going to say...
Video player, button. Double tap to show the video player controls.
Ah, there you go. That's how you bring it back.
Yes. And so we make sure when you double tap, it says...
Smurf's giddy.
Video controls progress bar. Time remaining is zero. Adjustable.
So it said controls...
Yep, but now it's back.
Yep. And then controls hide after 15 seconds automatically when you don't do anything. I'm going to turn this down. But the controls do hide automatically. Voiceover.
It seems like a pretty graphic show. Could get interesting if you leave it on. I should watch that.
Well, you know how TV is. You can't really predict what the show is.
Exactly. So you doing this on the iPhone app. Is it pretty similar operation on Android as well? Or?
Well, there's a little bit of a difference on Android, right? So, the Android is fully accessible using TalkBack, but the carousel navigation, we were not able to implement. So, when you get to a carousel on the homepage, like the recently watched, Android will say, double tap for a list of recently watched shows.
Okay. So
or it will say, double tap for a list of all your channels. And you can scroll using TalkBack and things like that. It's just, we were not able to figure out how a blind person would efficiently navigate the carousels on Android. And one of the things I really would not want to do, JJ, is, you know, I certainly wouldn't want to force you to go through everything.
Right. They're using the Android custom actions for the same way you are here as far as the channels and or like you just did for play and
yeah, there are some areas where, you know, it might say, you know, double tap and hold for actions. You know, there are some areas.
Well, there's those and then also with TalkBack you can do the custom actions menu.
Yes, correct. Correct.
All right, cool. So and of course these are free apps available for anybody who's a customer of DirecTV.
That's right, they're absolutely free. And you're able to download them on all platforms when you're a customer. So if you have, like me, and you're you know, kind of a gizmo guy, you know, I have them on all of my platforms. There's no limitation. You are limited to 10 devices on which you can register for your DVR.
Right. Is there a DirecTV app for either for Roku or for any of the other, you know, like Xbox, PlayStation, anything else? Are there other devices that you're on?
My understanding is that we're working on it, but it's not available right now.
Okay. Awesome. And like you said, the box itself, just back, it doesn't matter which plan you're on, you can be on the cheapest available DirecTV plan and get the...
That is true. Right. So there's no minimum plan that you need to be on to get the talking guide. We want to make sure that all of our visually impaired customers are able to get that.
Okay. Well, cool. Well, we've talked a lot about accessibility and perhaps ways that people can give feedback about accessibility. So what would you suggest as the best ways for people to do that?
Right. So there are several different ways you can do it. One of the things we've had a lot of feedback already, people have stopped by Booth 28 at the ACB convention. We're also going to be at the NFB convention. I'm going to be there on the 11th and 12th in Orlando, Florida. So please do feel free. We're doing this in partnership with IRA. So it's going to be the IRA DirecTV. Please do feel free to drop by that booth and for an in-person demo, as well as to give feedback. And the other way that you can do it is if you're not attending convention, you can feel free to send me an email. My name is John, J-O-H-N, Herzog, H-E-R-Z-O-G, and I am the accessibility solutions engineer who's been mostly involved with DirecTV, and my email address is jh784u@att.com. So again, Juliet, Hotel, 784, Uniform, at att.com.
Great. Hey, thank you so much for showing us the app and talking about DirecTV and UViewers. Really appreciate it, John.
Not a problem, JJ. Glad to be here.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys. Online at atguys.com. This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2017.